Chapter 12. Destination Finland.
This week on Destination Planet, we'll take you far north to the land of ice and snow. We'll take you to festivals with exotic traditions and even more exotic delicacies. We'll meet people who celebrate their way of life in the last primeval forests of Europe and by their countless lakes. This is Finland.
Hi, I'm Josh Mansner, and I'm visiting a small Finnish village called Susma. Phew, that was a tough one. It's Easter time, and just like the rest of Europe, the Finns are ready to celebrate Easter and welcome spring. Well, to tell you the truth, this is the funniest spring I've ever seen. There is still snow everywhere, and just last night, the temperature dropped dramatically to -8. It's definitely the first Easter for me with woolly long johns on. And this is what they call spring. Anyway, I have been invited to a traditional Finnish Easter meal with this nice Finnish family. It's already been quite an exciting day. This morning, 7 days before Easter Day, the streets were filled with funny little characters. They were walking around with dirty faces and with scarves tied around their heads, carrying broomsticks, coffee pots, and bunches of decorated willow twigs. First, I thought it was just the elderly women of the village heading for Sunday church. It was a scary-looking crowd. I was told, though, that it's a Finnish tradition for small kids to go from door to door dressed up as witches. But as they came to our door, I swear I saw a Batman among the witches as well. The kids mumbled something funny at the doorway and waved their willow twigs at my Finnish hosts. The hosts offered the kids some sweets and even some money. I wonder what the reward was for. So, I'm ready for the big Easter meal now. Over here I have some lamb and egg salad. No surprise there. Very nice. I'll try some of that salmon and some potatoes. Delicious, as usual. And here, going to the desserts. Now, that looks suspicious. The black porridge. What? They want me to taste it. What was the name? Mammy? Mummy? I told you the language is weird. Okay, here we go. Well, not bad. No, actually, it's quite all right.